You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Americans After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Americans After Show.
Oh. Is that where we're going?
I'll follow you.
What?
This is our 80s dance for the Americans. Bing is for doing. That's my song. And we are here doing another episode of The Americans at AfterBuzz TV for you. This is season one. Hey.
Sorry.
Season one.
Serious
episode
now.
12, The Oath. Great right. episode. I am your host, Lauren Leonelli.
I'm Joe Braswell.
I'm Jennifer Golden.
And I'm Joe Flippo. Apparently we got served by Joe Braz.
Yes,
that was
it
deep.
Just got brought
we
in.
Did.
What?
I don't know who made you the judge if you're participating.
Well,
the judge.
He was observing as well, but that was our little 80s dance for you. Because
a lot
the
of
music,
shoulder work in the 80s, man.
Yeah,
oh.
We bounced a lot then. That's right. Mm-hmm. Give it to me.
Feel that one? There it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, feeling it.
It's like
feeling
you got it. It's like you got a bug in your seat.
That's right.
Speaking of bugs.
Uh-oh,
nice segue.
That was almost as good of a segue as when they switched from one couple to the other couple. How good was that?
The kissing scene that just morphed into
another
kissing scene.
Martha and, oh man, Martha.
Yeah.
We'll get into Martha.
Clark's getting into Martha.
Yeah.
Steven's still playing the music. Does that mean you want us to keep dancing, Steven?
Well, while we do the show, I'll just keep cycling it.
All right.
Love it.
All right, so
the bug.
This episode was called The Oath. We were dealing with a lot of, like, this is really where we talk about a lot in this season where, like, how do you know? You have to go on an instinct. Like, this happened a lot in this episode where people just say, I just have a feeling. Stan, I just have a feeling this is the couple that we're looking for. And, you know, we're assuming that Nina just had a feeling that Stan killed Vlad. And there's all these feelings and you know, Elizabeth and Philip don't really trust what's happening with the blanking on his name, the guy that's getting the info.
Prince.
And so they're kind of going off on their own again on this feeling, and it's having to do a lot with emotions and stuff like that that we think is just not the exact science, if you will.
So you're right. Saying there's lots of instinct flying about.
There's tons of instinct flying about, and you know, the oath and the bugs and all the stuff that was happening. So it's getting dirty.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been dirty, but it's getting dirty.
It's getting so dirty, though, that things are starting to not wrap themselves in a little tiny bow, because obviously we saw with one bug, you know, the housekeeper had this feeling that she had to, well, she was in church, so she got a lot of feelings. Exactly.
Apparently she hadn't been in church in a few months, because it didn't take much for the preacher to turn her.
He was preaching, Jack.
He's Lucifer, oh my Lucifer, in the lies.
Isn't that pretty standard, like, tell the truth? You know,
right.
don't.
That's like number one.
Your sins.
Thou shalt not lie or something.
There's something about that particular sermon that really got to her.
She just something.
Well, it's apparently been 3 months, so she's been probably dealing with this for a while, and her guilt, and it's been eating at her. She happened to go to church for whatever reason.
That's the like arc of a guilt. 3 months, and then you're done.
It's like a cycle. I think it's quarterly. I don't know.
You should do your quarterly reporting, and your guilt comes up.
Absolutely.
That sermon had a lot to do with sort of like
that time of the year.
True. It's like that sermon had a lot to do with maybe her, you know, the oath, like her contract, her oath with God. Like, you know, we had Nina, you know, getting her literal.
So we got
oath.
Oaths, contracts, and covenants now.
Well, yes.
Because when it's God, it's a covenant.
But we had Nina getting her literal oath from you know, the thing we had.
That was a deep oath. Every heartbeat.
Oh, she was very dramatic.
It
was very dramatic.
And
every heartbeat, with every breath.
Her voice is normally very, you know, it's kind of soft. And she delivers her Russian dialogue very, like, you know, it's a hard language, but it comes out soft sounding with her. When she read that oath, she was like, every heartbeat.
She believed it.
Like, of course, that would have been in Russian, which we can't imitate
here.
We don't have the qualifications.
But because of the subtitles, I knew what she was saying.
But
right.
I gotta tell you, when the Russians write an oath, they write an oath.
They write an oath.
We were talking about while we were watching that, like what we thought that was about. Like, does he not trust her? I think it sort of had to do with that because it sounded a little passive aggressive, like a way mm-hmm. to test her by, mm-hmm. you know, guilting her as well. So, you know, he was reminding her.
That's what I think.
This
a little
is
bit.
What you're
well,
supposed to be doing.
We're at the point, too, where we're starting to see, again, we're talking about intuitions and things like that. Like, you just never know who's behind you, one step behind you or one step in front of you or observing you
testing
you. Because right. even with Instagram, as we like to affectionately call Claudia, you don't, I just feel like we don't ever know with her. Like, at one second, I feel like she could just turn around and sweep the rug out from under them and be like, oh, too bad, sorry. You know? And yeah, we don't know even with that situation. We don't know what Nina, I mean, clearly we saw at the end of the episode what happened, but we will get into her. The bugs, let's jump back to that. Mm-hmm. So we had two. We had a pen planted in Gad's office because Clark had to, I mean, in order to plant that pen, he had to take some drastic measures.
Yeah. I just hope those two kids can make it. I just hope, you know,
Clark
so
and
many
send them
those
again.
Two crazy kids.
Those two crazy kids. So many marriages today just don't go.
I think, and they have so much trust. Right. I think they can do it.
And they were wearing nice shades of powder blue, and I think it just that to me makes me feel warm and trusting inside.
Yeah. Sure. What wouldn't and seriously, Clark's sister having those enormous glasses.
Oh, they all had glasses. Obviously bad eyesight runs in their family.
And gray hair at 30.
Bad eyesight runs in their family. Instagram had the glasses, his sister had the glasses. We did discover though, I will say that after Clark and Martha's beautiful, touching wedding, Elizabeth gave us a little piece of information. She said, we were never married.
Yeah.
I assume that they did like a ceremony and whatever, but clearly now we're seeing that they just came to America as a married couple with fake IDs that said they were married and they never really were.
Right.
I made that K-Pax joke last week, but like it seems like K-Pax is a horrible reference, but it seems like Elizabeth is from another planet to a certain degree. She is not even clued in emotionally to anything that has anything to do with marriage or love or anything else.
Why else do you think that besides just...
Well, just because every step of the way, in every episode, we have one hint of her getting having someone else tell her, you know, or remind her what it's like to be in love or talk to her about these feelings she's feeling.
Yeah.
She's obviously feeling these feelings. She has no idea what to do with.
And we saw those feelings come out, just to interject for a second, when she was having the conversation with her daughter, Paige.
Yeah, that's another example.
She was being real. And Clark... Too many names to figure out. Philip had a moment as well, but in this instance in particular, Elizabeth said, "Yeah, no, what happened with Dad was real." And we watched her, you know, Carrie Russell as an actress. I talk about making those subtle choices in their eyes and all of that. We watched her really feel that. So we know that she felt real feelings for
him. But we also saw the flashback. Sorry to cut you off,
Do it.
We saw the flashback of her with her mother, who ingrained it from the beginning, which was, you don't trust a man, you don't love a man, you love your country.
Every episode, it seems like every episode we see at least one instance where Elizabeth is like, oh, yeah. Like, we saw it twice in this episode where her daughter's like, well, is that what happened with you and Dad? She's like, wait, no. And, you know, oh, a wedding, this is how it works. People actually say words.
And she was actually touched.
Well, she was touched by the wedding ceremony.
But
which,
every
episode,
there's some bit of the heart melting.
It happens, but come on, Joe. It doesn't happen for her.
But every time I go to a wedding,
you're not a Russian spy who's a robot, though.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
That's the whole point.
I can't argue with any of that. I'm not a Russian spy, and I'm
or
certainly not a robot.
Or maybe you are.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
But this is my point. Let's cut you off, Joe. This is my point. She came out of training into America. She's trained how to be, you know, an American, a mom. I'm doing this whole thing, but it's supposed to be married. She had a fling with Gregory. But after that, like, this whole thing with Philip, I almost called him Clark, too, is, like, her feelings for Philip are, like, developing, and she's literally not, every episode we see her not know how to handle them. It's almost like, well, wait a minute, I guess.
Well, what did she say? She said that, what would we have worked if we'd had this? If we'd taken
the
oath? If we'd said the words?
That's the part that feels like she's an alien. It's like, if we did this wedding thing, would that have worked for us?
And maybe the feelings.
Strange ritual.
Maybe the
feelings. Well, you say it that way, but I didn't take it as that way. I didn't take her as alien-like in that moment.
I think that you can interpret her feelings as developing over time, or maybe they were there and she was just squashing them down and now they're coming out. They're manifesting themselves now.
She's very good at repressing things, as
exactly.
I think
Well, you know, I would argue that it's easier to fall in love with someone, to straight up fall in love with somebody. It's harder, I think, to develop love for someone. I don't know. I would imagine. I have never done that.
Been in love?
No, I've been in, you know, but you understand what I'm saying? She fell in love with Gregory. It was natural. It was organic.
Yeah. Okay.
But with Phil, it had to be something that was built over time, that was based on what he did and how he treated the kids and how he treated her and his willingness to be with her and help her.
Slow progression.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got to be a very different thing.
She had no clue that she was falling in love as it was happening.
That's what I'm saying.
She had no concept of what was happening. She's like, I guess I'm... Even when she's feeling something, she doesn't recognize that as a love or emotion until
it's
after
late.
The fact.
It's
and she's
late.
Like... Oh, I guess I did love. Oh, well, I guess I was in love with him.
And because it's such an ultra sensitive issue, because Philip was clearly in love with her, I think then now that's where their boundaries are kind of crossing. Like, she's not going to admit that she loves him. They're in the office together. They're trying to figure out how to get, you know, Prince and figure out if he's real. And then, you know, they kind of start talking about the kids and Henry buried the keys in the backyard. And are you okay with this that I'm staying in this apartment? And she's like, yeah, it's totally fine.
Right.
And he's like, okay, cool. They are like, they're getting to that point because he's in love with her. He doesn't want to say it because he feels like he's been.
So
he's giving her the opportunities.
Yeah.
He's like volleying it.
And we all agree.
Is this cool with you?
Right. And
like,
if she said no. If she said no, he'd be like, cool, I'm back.
And we all agree here that she needs to say it first.
Right.
Yeah,
correct.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so too.
For sure.
Yeah.
He's already put himself out there plenty of times.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. This whole like. You know, missing each other, Three's Company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had that Three's Company reference last week, and then
people
hit me up on Twitter
and
on iTunes that Richard Klein plays the dad who played Larry in Three's Company.
Who hit us up on that? Did you?
Oh, multiple people.
Oh, yeah.
Two people hit me on Twitter, and then one person hit us on iTunes or YouTube and said, or two people on YouTube. Four comments we got on it. I don't have the names in front of me.
You know,
I'll check the internet.
Is a very small world out there,
but
people.
I'm a big Three's Company fan, so
me
I'm a little ashamed that I didn't
catch. Well,
want
to see my Ralph Furley impersonation?
Yes, let's see.
If you're listening, you can't see, but you would wish you could.
Here
and for those who are watching, Ralph Furley, ready?
That's pretty good.
Ready?
Yes. That's pretty good.
Jack. For those of you who can't see that because you're listening, she looks like she just ate a lemon.
No!
And
that is Ralph Furley. He always does. You know when he came in
no,
like
I
he
know,
was going to...
I got the karate.
Yeah.
With the leisure suits.
Yeah. No, Jen the Chew has no idea what's happening.
I
right
have
now.
No idea what's happening, and it's amazing.
Ralph Furley.
Yes. Don Knotts, RIP. RIP
I'm just
Don
saying.
Knotts.
Yeah. You have to watch that on YouTube
or
something.
Don Knotts.
All right, let me ask you a question about these oaths here, because I mean, I want to talk about Nina for a second.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that the oath that she took, do you think that that was the impetus for her to flip back, or do you think it was more that she figured out that Stan was most likely the guy that killed Vlad?
Both,
but it's both.
More the oath.
But most.
But both, yeah. More
so
the oath.
You think that oath really got in there?
The oath.
It was the oath, yo.
It
could have been both, but it's part of the oath.
I think that it's one thing led to the other. Oh, man. Be crazy.
That's what this episode
I
should have been called.
That, but I'm
FX.
Not
FX. Call Joe Braswell.
Yes.
He is a genius at making episode titles.
I'm writing songs and
could
titles.
Could have been both, but it was probably the oath.
That's right.
It was T. Scott 123 that figured out your Three's Company thing.
One of the people.
Come and
one
knock on my door.
Yes.
So back to this whole oath
thing.
Yeah,
thank you for getting us back on
no
track.
No problem.
Yes.
I'm here to help out. No, you simmer for a sec.
I'm the simmer.
Simmer.
I've been instructed.
You sat me next to you. Now you're in trouble. So I think that it was first that she figured out, because we saw her first with Stan before this all went down, that she figured out he killed Vlad. She can sort of, like...
That's women's intuition.
Women's,
right.
You guys were talking about that.
Because
which I think is overrated. Sometimes y'all get confused.
No, you can tell that... Listen, we get confused about what we may feel that it is exactly, but we know something is up.
I agree.
Like, we don't know... We have no idea necessarily
Joe
the details.
Braswell, chime in here. You agree.
I agree. Stephanie West is the person who... shout out to Stephanie West again, who I also mentioned on Twitter. But yes,
all right, so Nina's got some women's intuition.
She does. She
that
knows...
That Stan is the one that blew the burger out of
Vlad's mouth.
Vlad's
they
mouth.
Keep showing that clip in
that's
the
not
previously
okay.
What happens, and it is violent as hell.
Mm. I will
every
say
time.
This.
I've seen it five times, and every time...
I respect news stations for no longer repeating footage of something that they figure out after they've aired it once that is, like, too inappropriate to air again.
Well, we dealt with this on the first episode of this season with the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan and how they kept playing things over and over again.
Well, and so you just don't want to keep seeing them shoot this guy in the back of the head. It's really graphic
it's
for TV,
graphic.
But, you know, it serves as a point, I guess.
Well,
but
this is FX.
It is FX. So, Nina.
Yeah.
Figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
She knows something is up. She confronted him straight to his face, she was doing her whole seducing thing because she wanted it.
And it was interesting where she put her hands right after she was like, did you do it? And he was like, I would never do something to hurt you. And then her hands went to his vulnerable area. I thought that was an interesting choice.
Yeah.
Like, I got you.
By the balls.
By the balls.
Right.
Yeah.
And also Stan didn't lie. He kind of, well, he lied.
He omitted.
I would never do anything to hurt you.
He didn't say
that's essentially
yes.
saying I did it.
Right.
But he did hurt her, so he did do it. I mean, that is a lie, kind of.
But
it's all
a way
lies.
Of saying that yeah. I didn't mean to do it.
Right.
I would never do that on
it
purpose.
Was accidental that I stood behind him, aimed, and shot him point blank
right.
in the head and blew the burger out of his mouth.
And then found out that you were sad he died.
Right. Sorry. That was interesting how.
Imagine my surprise.
Right.
That was
the guy sits
that
next to you.
That she didn't re-ask him. It was sort of like a, you know, I would never do anything to hurt you. He'd say, well, did you do it? Yes
no,
or
she
no?
Knew.
She knew. She knew, but I think
she used the women's intuition.
Yeah.
Well, the women's intuition, but also, again, I think that, you know, there's, you've got senses, and the sixth sense is, you know, something that might be real or not. I mean, I do think to an extent, and I think people who somehow fall into these positions of, you know, CIA, FBI, spy, whatever, are very tapped into that intuition, which they clearly act on all the time. Not an exact science. Sometimes you're wrong.
We were talking about it. Get a gut feeling.
When you know somebody well enough, too, you know their responses.
Yeah.
Like even Martha says to Clark, oh, you have that face that you're going to ask me for something
mm-hmm.
important. But you know when somebody lies or doesn't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like
they
do the same
thing
every time.
You might not know what exactly it is,
right.
but you know something. Yeah. And so she knew specifically, obviously, there. And then...
And she didn't also want to tell him that she knew he was lying,
which
because that ruins the plan.
See, so she's already premeditating something. Then,
yeah,
clearly,
she's a smart woman.
Then this oath happens coincidentally.
Mm-hmm. Well, the oath happened beforehand.
Did it?
Yeah,
yeah the oath was first.
Oath was first.
The oath was first. The oath, and then the confession.
Yeah, then the chaka chaka. Then the confession.
Chaka-chaka?
Chaka-chaka. That's what I decided it is.
All right.
Why did I remember it backwards?
I remembered it different.
No, the oath was at the top. The oath was the first.
I think if you are watching or
listening. Your women's intuition confused you.
Call in.
I think you guys are wrong.
Call in. I think you're wrong. Call in and to let us know what happened or tweet or
let
us know on iTunes, please. Rate and comment while you're on there. And let us know what you're thinking. Continue this conversation. Join into the conversation.
Please do.
We can address you as we have been reading comments and on Twitter and all of the above. We can just let you know what we're thinking, and we want to know what you're thinking. So tell a friend, rate and comment, and keep the lights on over here for us. So go on to iTunes.
Give us fives.
And we love the fives. And we can stream
we
now
fives.
Live on
That's
the
right.
iPhones and the iPads.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you guys go to the AfterBuzz website, you can stream us live on your iPhones,
so
iPads,
you can watch
Android
us wherever
devices.
You may be.
Right
and now is the time because there's only one episode left.
That's right.
That's right.
Of our show. There are many other shows, though, obviously.
No excuses for missing.
LL, that was a smooth-ass segue.
I am really good at segues.
Killing segues.
Like sliding those
She's a segue slut.
Like
I mean, that's outrageous. What? Slide it in.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at you.
That being said, the oath was first.
Okay.
I still don't know that I believe that.
I don't know about that.
No, but one last thing about the oath. I think to answer the question, for me, whether the man or when the oath came, she believed that oath.
Yeah, she did,
like,
for
she
sure.
She really, really believed it. She really bought it. And, you know, all the dramatic words with every heartbeat, with every breath. And
it's a good reminder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, like, at that moment, when she threw herself on the mercy of Arcady, I think that she was probably prepared to die, but also knew that.
Well, look.
Know,
let me toss this
better.
Out there. Let me toss this into the pot. Now, she knows that she's got a couple of choices here. She can hitch her wagon to Stan, which is a bumpy ride. And
a sinking wagon.
And a sinking
and,
wagon.
And he's lying to her.
And,
right.
and she knows now that he's willing to lie to her. And obviously killing Vlad, who didn't do a damn thing, didn't
right.
deserve to die.
That poor guy. I'm still sad about it.
I know.
She knows now exactly what Stan's capable of. So she's got to figure self-preservation.
She's going to butter her bread a little bit
That's
better.
Right.
That's what I think.
So,
I agree with you.
So now she's in that spot where she's like, well, they've given me more responsibility. I've got to really pick a side now. And so I think that she kind of, I think there's more to it than just I'm throwing myself on your mercy. She threw it in that last line there. Or you can let me.
Yeah, you can
you
kill
know,
me now.
Or you can. You
right.
can
I think
let
there
me...
was a small percentage of her that was like, you know, yes, she would have just said kill me because maybe she's dealing with the stress of all this and like, look, this might just
she
happen.
She also knew
I need,
it
to,
was
I need to succumb. But I think knowing that she was saying that and willing to show that she was, you know, going to die for the cause, they're not going to do that to her because now they know she's.
They can use
it.
Her just like everybody uses everybody,
yeah,
right.
and everybody is a spy in their own way, even for their own team. Also, I predicted this last week, Jesse.
Oh, there you go. Zing.
That's right.
You win. Well, just a quick comment and a question. The comment is in that last scene with Arcady, although she was, you know, throwing herself at the mercy and confessing and saying, "You can kill me, I deserve to be punished."
Don't you feel like she wants to have sex with everybody all the time?
That's my thing. I didn't believe her. I'm like, wow, she's manipulating Arcady. Like, she's actually putting a move on him, and he's buying it. Mm-hmm. And all that garbage, and she's like, or you can let me redeem myself. Eyelash bat, boobs. Like, I you know, I don't know. Like, I didn't believe that for one second she wanted to go back to Russia or be punished.
No,
Lena is like
running the show.
She is like coming out of left field a little. Like, we all thought after episode two that she was in, we're like, oh, poor thing. No, she's going to get killed. She's
running things.
Schooling them all now.
Which is nice, actually.
Do you know what I'm saying? Do you guys think
I
think she absolutely manipulated.
You know, we all use who we are, though. I mean, like, you and I are big, tall guys.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of, we don't have a lot of the problems that smaller people have. I mean, like, there's a lot of issues that people
average
ask me about.
Average size people.
Right. I'm being honest now.
No,
I'm,
I know.
There's
I know
a lot of times
I need
like,
a booster seat next
hey, what happens when something happens? You're like, well, it doesn't happen. Because most of the time, people leave bigger guys alone.
Of course.
Because we use that all the time, right?
Sure.
Right.
And the same thing with Nina. You use what you have. You use who you are.
Of course.
And you
she
know
throws
your strength.
That sex out there.
That's right.
And the women in this show, I mean, even Elizabeth, of course, she's a little bit more harsh and robotic, but she and less sexual just by nature. She uses her sex all the time.
Yeah. And while we were watching tonight, I said at some point, I was like, well, how do they decide which, you know, disguise to wear with which scenario? You know, like, so she met with Prince and she looked more seductive.
Yeah.
Right.
Because she needs him to do something for her. I mean, she needs everybody to do something, but she's not there to kill him. So she's not dressed like a weird whatever she's dressed
as. Like with the glasses and all that.
Right, the nerdy look.
The nerdy look.
I use these boobs all the time, by the way, Joe.
He does. They work on me all the time.
Yeah.
That's how you ended up sitting next to him
tonight.
That's
it. I got it over here.
Not an accident.
Why aren't you sitting here with me?
But the one last question I have regarding Nina is do you think that if, in that moment where she knows, we obviously all think that she knows that Stan did it, but if, you know, was there a shift? I mean, in other words, did she used to trust Stan and she stopped trusting him? And if she did still trusted Stan, or if Stan told her the truth, then would she have flipped? Or was it the oath that did it, or was it her lack of trust of Stan?
Well, I think like, all of it.
But I think compounded. You're
right. But which
that's your question, though. Would Stan have been able to keep the proverbial shit in the horse if he'd just been honest?
Right.
Maybe.
Well, I think truth goes a long way.
I think so.
Because if you know you can trust somebody, especially, regardless of how bad it is, you at least know you can trust
them. Especially since he roped her in by like, look, you have no choice. You can go back to your country and get, you know, your self handed to you on a platter, or you can stay here with me and I will help you. And trust me, nothing's going to happen to you. I will protect you. I mean, he said that to her a lot.
Right.
And I think then once I think she was afraid and just had no choice and went with it and was very weary. But I think once they started turning sexual, I think she started to trust him a little bit, I want to say.
Yeah.
Now she's got the power. So she can't even be involved with him anymore, because now it's like the power struggle is reversed and it's weird, and I think she feels like she has no place or something. So now she's he lied. So.
Yeah. I think she realizes she has to take the power, otherwise she's going to get killed.
Exactly. Well,
and did you guys ever believe that she was really into him?
No.
Because I wanted her to be into him because
I think she was, because, I mean, she even says that he was her lover and so on and so forth.
Vasily was her lover too, so.
Yeah, but I think that this one, they were a little bit closer. Yeah, like, you could sort of see how they are with each other.
So there was actual, I liked him, but then I'm off of him. I was using them the whole time.
I'm going to stick with my point of view about this from weeks ago. She doesn't have a choice about any of this. Yeah, I don't think any there's love or no love for her.
Leaning more towards that. Like, just she just was surviving. Afraid. Yeah, survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
But you don't think it could have grown? I mean, she...
Maybe.
It's a little Stockholm Syndrome-ish. Like,
maybe.
That's her captor.
If it did, that's why, I think.
Right. Okay.
That's fine.
That's all. I'm satisfied with all my Nina questions.
And now Arcady, you think she's moving on to Arcady?
Only because, no, I think she insinuates sex. Sorry, you were totally going
to
talk.
No, I don't think Arcady's I don't see them screwing. I don't think Arcady would respond to that positively.
I don't think so either.
Anybody respond to that positively.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry, I've seen Nina walk across the bedroom without any pants on either. I agree with you. There's a good chance. But I don't think Arcady would respond well to that.
Is Arcady sending her back to Russia? Yes or no?
He does. No, he's
not.
Then he's responding to that.
And he does like to drink a little. She's gonna come in one day. He's gonna be a little drunk, and she's gonna be like, "Oops."
Exactly. Oh no, my blouse has become undone. It's terrible. What? Oh my god, my boobs are so sad.
It's so much sexier when you do that than Nina.
I know,
I'm so
right?
I'm
too tired.
Both of these boys have admitted that they have boobs tonight. Yes.
Mine are covered in hairs, so I mean that's important.
Oh, even better.
That's so sexy.
Even better. That's hot.
So, but I was saying about the thing about Nina is that she talks a certain way, and like how you were saying that she manipulates. Like every time she walks in Arcady's door, it either sounds like he is going to seduce her, and you like that he always offers her a drink or whatever it is, and she always closes the door. He says, "Close the door."
He always does,
and then she always has a seductive thing
that
she does.
That's what I'm saying. Her voice is very, although the Russian language is kind of a harsh sounding language, her voice is very soft until she read that oath, and it was like,
it, you know what it is. It's her teeth. She's got a little bit of something with her front teeth, and her lips are forced to push out a little bit, so everything is a little bit this way.
She's really good at that.
I'd pay attention. But and it's just naturally sexy.
Right. Looks it is. Though. She oozes sex appeal. She does. She's got a lot of sex.
Give me some Connery.
Yeah. We're going to start doing impressions here, everyone. Tune
You're
in.
The man. No, right,
no,
right.
No, don't do that. That's
you back off. Sean.
No, stop.
Oh, wow.
This is bad.
Look what you started. Look what you did.
How about Sean Connery as a Russian spy?
Enough. I'm done. No.
No, you can't. No. Someone, that's right. I got them to stop. Right. Okay, so we talked about Nina and Stan and Arcady. And, let's throw Stan in for a second. So do you think he's like, uh-oh, she's on to me? Do you think he knows?
I think he thinks he's smarter than her because he doesn't know what she's capable of.
I agree.
I think he's just
we're good here. She's never going to know.
He clearly has instincts.
So. I think he smelled something because the way that scene in bed worked, you know, you got to have a moment, right, where you're like, because the way she did that, she was clearly laying a trap, and he clearly stepped right into it, and she dropped that in there, like in a vulnerable spot, right? You're leaning back, the crazy hot chick's on top of you,
standing above him,
right? Standing above him, and he's kissing her, and then right as he kissed her like for the third time, boom, she springs it. He's got to suspect that she thinks he did it.
I mean, if he has the instinct like we're talking about, then yeah, he's still playing, he's covering that up. And she thought, well, I'll just have sex with him and let him think that all's good. But they're both kind of onto each other. They're not admitting it, just like Philip and Elizabeth not admitting a lot of things. So many parallels. Okay, then, I don't know, do we need to keep covering the bugs or do we want, I mean, we talked about the clock and the woman who she admits to the FBI.
I like how they handled that.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought someone was going to die there, and I'm glad
ship off to Leavenworth. They didn't do. They didn't actually set her down,
and they have to keep things as is because they don't want to throw them off.
Does she keep her job? How does that work?
Oh, I'm sure.
I think that she has to because they communicate with her, and she has to keep going about business.
So she has to.
If I'm Mrs. Weinberger, I mean, this is like national security situation.
Yeah, that's true.
Here.
That's true. Mrs. Right. Weinberger. What happens
to her? Not only that, it's in your house. Like it's macro and it's micro. I mean, it's your house. You invaded my personal
home.
It's a
judgment call, though. But you know that.
But
you trust
once she
this
explained
woman,
the situation, it wasn't just like, "Well, I hate America and I did it." It was like I didn't want my son to die.
Right.
Or I did it and I feel bad. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, exactly.
I had no choice and I'm telling
you. And
you
I
now.
Think that, and that's what, there's a lot of confessions happening here too because once you do that, it's almost like now you know we can really trust you because if you're admitting this, clearly you're admitting it all, just like with Nina.
It's
you
true.
Know what I mean? So you get to a point where, like, if you're
It'll
coming
you
and telling us the truth and that you genuinely feel bad and we're instinctively just assuming that you're telling us all the truth and that you really do feel bad, then now it's like, okay. Now we can trust you again, which is weird because it's like you have to admit your betrayal and then all of a sudden now you're trusted.
Right.
You know?
I guess it's circumstantial,
in this case.
So.
But, okay, so now, you know, they removed the clock and they're going to keep questioning her, but they got some composite drawings of a man and a woman.
Which didn't turn up anything like our hero and heroine.
No,
I don't think they look anything like them.
We do know it's a man and a woman. The second time we've heard it's a man and a woman.
And Caucasian.
In their
30s.
Maybe 40s. Which is them, you know.
Yeah.
Now.
And now we've got...
And 2.6 million people in the greater D.C. area.
Right.
Which is really interesting because...
Is that an accurate
I have no
stat?
Idea.
Yeah.
No,
I was
going to
say,
no
is that an... I don't think that's accurate.
It seems like there'd be more.
When we talk about Stan and his instincts, I just want to say that his instincts were probably out the window when it comes to Nina because, you know, as smart as he is, as great as his instincts are, when it comes to women, guys just, you know...
That's what I'm saying. Arcady, we all say that he's like... But
however, he did have early on in the pilot and then episode 1 and 2, he was already kind of very suspicious of his neighbors. Mm-hmm, and he went as far as to check the car and the garage.
That's
and
right.
Like, forgot about that.
Yeah, like he. So
but
at,
wait,
at
though,
some level,
you don't know if he's keeping that in the back of his mind and just waiting for more information because he is like, these are the people.
Right. Well, even true, but even if he's not like he's completely forgot about it. Somewhere, at some level, the way he analytically, you have to come back and be like, wait a minute.
Yeah. I got the vibe that when he finished that whole thing, he was kind of doing one of those, like, I can't believe I just did
he
that.
He did. Well, no, I'm, yeah. I agree.
Like,
he
what's
did.
Wrong with me? Why would I do that?
He's off it now.
Wait, why would I do what?
I got the vibe when he was leaving the garage after he'd gone through.
He felt like he was paranoid. Yes. Yeah.
What am I doing? I got to calm down. Like, this is silly.
That's all true. I believe that 100%. But I think that at some level, like we always do as human beings, when he starts thinking about it, it's like, wait a minute, there has been, I did have that feeling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It might all start to come back. He may have moved on from it, but if something sparks that memory again, he's going to tie them back
together. Like if Elizabeth drives home wearing one of the disguises.
She would never.
I know she wouldn't, but just in case.
She's much too smart. So let's, now speaking of disguises, let's segue into Clark.
Ooh, Martha and Clark.
Okay, I mean, it is just...
a travesty.
This is the most cruel thing.
This is worse than everything else they're doing on the show.
Honest to God.
I mean, even shooting poor Vlad in the back of the head and that hamburger blowing out.
Didn't bother me as much as this.
This is almost worse.
This is just inhumane.
Poor Martha.
And you know, she said it, and it's one of those like, hey, we're watching a TV show, and we have to say something like, till death do us part. And it's like,
I think we should do a drinking game. Every time Martha goes... For those of you listening, that's biting her lower lip.
Oh, God.
The Martha.
Even have lips to bite, and she bites them.
Yes. She does. If you're of age. Now, that was just me. Now you're talking about the actual physical appearance of the actress.
She doesn't have lips.
I'm sorry, Martha. Sorry. It's all right. I apologize.
Well, you look.
Wait. Hold on. If you're of age.
Yes.
Every time Martha bites her lip. You take a shot. We have one episode left, people. Yeah. We are going to
make it count.
We are going to be very drunk when you see us next week.
especially if Clark, especially that wig is on and wig and glasses are
on. Listen, I have a prediction about Martha.
Got the charm working.
She said,
save it. Mm. Jen? Save it.
Well, I have good instincts.
Lock it up.
Well, here's my thing. Listen, I already said last week that I thought that she might. You know, not make it, but
then again, we thought Nina might.
That was my prediction.
Well,
last
I was
week.
Thinking that Clark was going to like oust himself or something.
But I will say this: that last week, you ladies were so kind of anti-Martha, like this. She's not so smart, and this Martha,
she's not.
But this week, you kind of feel sorry.
But that doesn't make her any less a monkey. In the hell?
Monkeys are smart.
Wow, you guys are
no monkeys throw poo.
No lip having monkey.
No way. I'm talking about the character. I got nothing to say about anything else.
Man.
This is bananas.
Yeah.
Speaking of monkeys,
your guy comes to you. He's like, here's a special pen. I really need you to put this in Agent Gad's office.
I thought at that moment she was going to be like, because she's like, you just came out of nowhere. And I thought she was going to be like, that's really funny that all of a sudden you're asking me to do all these things. Is there something you want from me? Like, she didn't put it together in that moment. She's like, okay, I love you. Like, Martha.
But I think in that she kind of knows, but she's like, I don't want to have to ask any questions. Well, life has been shitty.
You see Elizabeth said. That's what I'm saying.
But she said, you've come into my life in an otherwise shitty life. You mean everything great. I just making sure everything's going to be okay. Is everything going to be okay? That's all I need to hear.
Brilliant like, writing, because that was a very good parallel. Like, you just hear what you want to hear and you see what you want to see. And
but what did Clark tell her? Yes.
Yeah, I love you. Yeah.
Of course it's going to be all
that
right.
That killed me. Oh, my goodness.
I did not think that he was going to propose marriage.
What else could he do?
Clark stepped his game up.
He had to.
He had to step it up.
I mean, I was thinking that's what they're going to do, but it's one of those moments where you're like, are they going to?
No, you got to get that. You got to get that third ace on the river, man. It's got to come. You got to be like, you know what? I got to do it. I got to put it out there.
He went so far as actually marrying her.
I know.
He wrote it on her hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that scene was where I wrote down here, like, you know, well, Phillip's really stepped his game up. Poor Martha. And then I wrote, look me in the eyes. That moment, look me in the eyes.
Oh. He knows what he's doing.
He's smart.
Martha's never going to make it.
There's no chance.
Whatever.
There's no chance.
I need you to go to the White House and shoot Reagan.
Listen, why? I have my reasons. I could tell you why, but I'm not going to. I want you to trust me.
Is this the gun?
Okay. Yeah. He was like, do you want me to have to tell you this stuff, or do you just trust me? Like, do you want to put me in jeopardy and tell you?
Psychology.
Oh, my goodness.
You're 100%. Who said it that she just doesn't want to make the decision? She doesn't want to do the analysis? She really doesn't want to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's insane. She's just like, okay, it's fine.
And we all have that. We all have that within us. Yeah, like, if someone's willing to give you the right answer and you don't have to actually do any digging, sometimes we're like,
that's good enough for me.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's also called trust.
Right.
Yes and no, because if you're fighting an instinct or you're feeling off and then someone just says, oh, but it's just this, right? And you're like, right. like, okay, let's just go with that. It's easier. Done. Swept under the rug and
can't
moving
believe.
On. Oh. Yeah. But the wedding and then the wedding and the disguises for
The family.
Elizabeth.
I love the family stand-ins. Mm-hmm. Claudia and Elizabeth.
Right.
I know, right?
Mom and Jennifer, the sister.
There's something so awesome about Instagram being wearing that 1980s makeup, too.
In the Midwestern accent.
Oh.
Did you hear that one?
She was like,
so nice to meet you. It was like,
oh, gosh, yeah.
She was like from Fargo.
Yeah, where did that come from? Minnesota?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's where Clark's from. Or whatever. But anyway, so they go, and we're all thinking that he's got a fake ID. I mean, this is really, like, taking it to another level.
Yeah.
And Martha bought the rings, too.
Yeah. Poor Martha.
Martha is being, taken.
So Martha is being taken, and she plants the bug in Gad's office, the pen, and she's, like, so nervous about it. She drops her papers twice. She puts it on the dumb bookshelf.
Ugh. Wait, and by the way, she also says she does this whole questioning thing after she already did the deed.
Yeah.
She already plays the pen, and then she starts questioning, is this real? Well, I made a pros and cons list. Like, really, after you did it?
And she called him in the middle of the night. That was an emergency.
How does she reach him? I want to know.
I don't know. Maybe she
should be a drinking game for this podcast. Every time we say poor Martha, people will be wasted.
People
will
be wasted right now.
We would already be three sheets to the wind.
Well, you know, this whole Martha Clark thing is only being pushed because, again, we're doing another risky operation, which is where the bug came in the first place, which is where the bug came in Kes Weinberger's office.
Mm-hmm.
These were risky. This was a risky operation to begin with. Remember how they had to get that bug in there away?
Yeah.
I mean, and this was a push, and this is another one where they're pushing, and because we got this Prince guy who is clearly going to be a mess from word go. And what did he get picked up for?
Alimony.
Failure to pay child support.
Child support.
And he, wasn't he shaky? What were we calling him? Shaky?
Oh,
wasn't that him?
No.
Jitters.
Oh, Jitters.
Jitters
got
killed.
Jitters' homeboy.
It was his friend, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Jitters' guy.
Yeah.
And he recruited the colonel.
Those guys are all
allegedly.
Allegedly.
I know. What do you guys think about that?
I think the colonel's legit. I think that's legit recruitment. I do.
I don't like, I feel really, this whole thing, Instagram was really like an enigma to me, really, genuinely. Because I think, first of all, she's like pushing it so hard, it makes me feel like, I don't know if I trust her. But yeah, I don't know if it's a testament to the way Margot Martindale's playing this character, or if the way that, because I don't know if you've read the words she's actually saying on the script, you would think like, oh, this person is shady. Mm-hmm. But it's something about Elizabeth's reaction to her and also the way that Margot plays her. Like, she could be totally straight. Like, I need you to do this mission. I'm like, I don't trust her. It's something weird about.
She's slimy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's a good choice. Although, you know, Margot's great.
I think it also helps to see an older woman. I mean, we're talking about the way you look and your size and all that, how that affects how people react to you. I mean, they could have made this character a man easily.
Easily.
And they chose to make her an older woman.
A woman in her late 50s, early 60s.
Beat out of her.
You can do whatever you want, though. You can go anywhere. You can be anywhere. No one's ever going to question you. It's such a great disguise. There's never never a time when you're like, that is a suspicious woman in her late 50s who was just sitting there feeding the birds.
She's
makes complete sense.
Right. But with the words, I mean, like, this is my point. Like, it's such a great performance, but the words she's actually saying in the missions are not suspicious. Like, this is what you need to do. I need to do this, blah, blah, blah. But everything she says is like, I don't trust her.
Right. Okay.
Nuts.
Yeah.
So my point is that I don't know, because the fact that she's pushing this so hard and Elizabeth is so, I don't know, and all their instincts, we talk about instincts, all their instincts are saying, this isn't right, and Margot, grandma's pushing it so hard, it makes me feel like something's off.
Like she was almost pushing but not pushing killing Patterson.
Right.
Right.
Something's not right about this whole thing.
She's definitely...
So I don't know about the colonel.
And I mean, and we also know that that Carrie Russell's character, Elizabeth, is like a badass. Like, we never really feel like she... I mean, yes, she has some emotional breakthrough moments, but we never really feel like she's off, right? Like, I never really feel like she's wrong or off or not going to turn around and just shoot you in the head.
Not when it comes to
the
mission. It's with the exception of last week.
That's what I'm saying.
When it's not personal, she seems pretty dead on.
She had, but she still was in control with everything else, her emotions for a second, but she could have just gone in there. I mean, she knew what she was doing, I think. So my point is that we should, as audience members, pay attention to the fact that Elizabeth does not like this woman.
Yeah.
No, and she says it and says, we can switch her for
a
different handler.
And Phillip's like, I never liked her either. And I didn't know they could do that either, but I didn't know they had so much power.
That's a good point.
I think they're the good asset. Point. I mean, at the end of the day, the handler is relatively interchangeable because it's not interchangeable. That's not fair to say, but I would imagine
it's an information gap. caregiver.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not an actual person in the field. So
yeah, right. I would imagine that. Well, she's technically in the field.
She is in the field, but we hear from Elizabeth all the time.
She's got disguises.
Oh. She's clearly, and she can go ahead and do accents there. You know,
but we hear from Elizabeth all the time. Oh, easy for you to say from the sideline.
From the sideline.
So she clearly is not. So
we don't expect
a benched player. Let's put it that way.
We don't expect Grandma to be breaking into anything, and we don't expect Grandma.
She's a coach. She's not playing.
There you go. That's a good way to look at
it. Put me in coach.
Although what Grandma said was you'd be surprised when she told Elizabeth.
You just don't know.
Of that tension. I don't trust Grandma, and I feel like we're going to see that in the next episode.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, that's the finale.
We'll see. But I will say, like, one more thing I'll say about Phil, you know, all the whole season we've seen Elizabeth be sort of take the lead in these missions and always do the right thing, and her instincts have been right, and she's right on point, and Phil's kind of has been backing her up. I mean, mm-hmm. Phil's made moves and backing her up.
Yeah.
This episode, like, really Phil stepped up and said, I know how to get this done. And he was just, you know, leveraged his asset, so to speak, with Martha to the nth degree in order to ramp. Like, Phil really, really stepped up as an agent, almost more than Carrie Russell wanted him to. Like, oh, you're going there with it. And so,
right.
I don't know. I'm saying all that to say that it feels like that they're really, really wanting to know if this whole agent thing is real.
If the colonel's real.
Yeah, and they still haven't got verification after all of that. So
now it could be that that the colonel is being run by the CIA. That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
The FBI was not the only agency involved in counterintelligence.
Well, they think that could be possible too. I mean,
that's where the pin's there.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the pin is in Agent Gadd's office. Who's FBI? CIA wouldn't be talking to FBI about what they were doing.
Right, which
so
is weird.
It could. Well, it was that way until 2001, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that part of the deal with 9/11? They were like, if Mom had talked to Dad, we would have figured out this was happening.
I mean, I just think that's bizarre that wouldn't naturally, you wouldn't think.
Well,
to do
it's
that.
I think it's interesting because it would be a checks and balances thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, obviously there could be corruption or
there cross check,
right?
And, yeah,
but. It is.
Wasn't the deal the FBI has charter in the U.S., but
jurisdiction on this soil.
Right, but CIA is not supposed to operate in country.
Yeah, so CIA cannot operate on our soil like that.
Or it can operate, but it can't run operations, allegedly.
Right, or it is not a governing, like the FBI is the police of the government.
Right.
Well, according to Homeland, that would be a little bit.
Well, CIA is the police of, is the
it's supposed to operate overseas.
They do a lot. But.
Right, but they have no. The FBI is basically the police force of the.
They're supposed to take jurisdiction of
the government.
Yeah.
Right.
Crazy.
Well, anyway,
now there's 17 intelligence agencies. So now
FBI, NSA.
Yeah,
ICE.
I got nothing.
FTA, CTU. Yeah. If you watch 24.
Hmm. I don't know. Deep, man.
CTU is not real.
There's lots. There's lots.
I got a question for you guys. Did the scene with the daughter and Boobs Girl? That's that Boobs Guitar Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys? I'm waiting for the daughter to kind of grow some Carrie Russell in her. I'm waiting for her to get some Elizabeth pop out. I'm waiting to see a badass from the blood. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I definitely see
to
that
slap
happen.
I don't know. I just feel like I feel like there's something I really felt it when she was sitting on the island in the kitchen and it was kind of coming at her. I really felt when the camera was zooming in a little bit. I really felt like there's a little tough nugget of something inside her.
Well, I think I agree, and maybe we can go into that in predictions. But there's definitely something brewing with her.
Yeah.
She's rebelling, and she's at that age.
We keep teasing it, you know.
And we saw her with that guy who was possibly going to rape her. You know, she held her own.
Yeah,
well, she took the beer.
She did. Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, she took the beer. Right.
Yeah, and which
Henry saved.
Why was Henry missing?
Henry was not in this episode. Clearly that.
Neither was the wife of Stan.
Yeah. No. Well, they were probably not in the contract for them to be on all 13 episodes. But
probably not.
Anyway. But yeah, you know, back to just to wrap up Claudia and Elizabeth, I definitely, you know, I feel like her distrust of Claudia is something that I pay attention to.
For sure. Talk about predictions.
Sure.
All right. Well, why don't we move into, let's move into some predictions then, since we're talking about it, shall we?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, well, so Joe, do you want to?
Just saying.
Why do you always lead with me for predictions?
No, because do you want to elaborate on your, what do you think is, how do you envision her?
Who, the daughter?
Yeah, unleashing her.
I don't know. I don't know, but I think it's coming.
One show, one time, one prediction, Joe.
One show, one time.
We do four
one
shows
prediction.
Together. One prediction. That's all we're asking for.
All right, okay.
God damn it. Give me a prediction.
Is that thing? He doesn't predict?
I do predict. He's a mean-spirited little man.
One time.
Not that little.
No, he's not. He's a monster. I predict that poor Martha is not going to be long for this earth. I predict that there will be some till death do us partage that will surface from poor Martha.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I predict that there will be massive fallout from that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
I predicted that last week, but that's cool.
Did you?
I did.
Well, let me piggyback on your prediction.
Thank you.
A week later.
Whatevs. Can't all know everything.
Whatever.
Jen?
So I predict also the same. And it would be kind of crazy, though, because many people in that office will have now perished
right.
in one way or another because of Philip and Elizabeth and
closer,
this whole
yeah.
KGB thing.
Mm-hmm.
My other prediction is that Nina's going to go a little commando and she's going to really start, you know, doing some crazy things
mm-hmm.
and really take control of Stan. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I also think that, sorry, I have so many predictions.
I mean, really, she just wrote the show.
Hey, yeah. That
season two, four episodes in.
I think that, like we heard Philip and Elizabeth talk about leaving to Canada, mm-hmm. should things go awry with this meeting with the colonel,
mm-hmm.
That Grandma, once she hears she's going to possibly be taken off their team because they want a different handler, is going to take matters to her own hands. And she will try and take the kids and regain control of yeah. Philip and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Well, I'm going, season finale, so I'm going with a bang. Instagrandma dies next week.
Claudia's going to die?
Well, she also booked another show,
yeah,
so
Claudia dies. as I predicted, poor Martha dies. and I also believe that Stan will make Phil and Elizabeth or one of them, maybe having it in some sort of half-ass way, and he will opt to sort of watch them
yes.
for season two
yeah.
and try to, like, it's, as yeah. opposed to busting them.
Yeah.
Somehow they'll write it so that, like, he knows, but he's going to watch them.
Right.
But he'll be compromised by Nina, who will also be working him because mm-hmm. he'll have him mm-hmm. compromised. So we have this sort of duality where he's watching them, but Nina's...
Everybody's watching him.
Blah, blah, blah.
I 100% agree.
That's what I say.
Wow. Wait, do we think Philip and Elizabeth will end up back in the same house?
Yeah,
yes.
Not yet. I don't think until season two.
I thought right. they'd have been back in the same house right. this week.
No.
I
don't think this
did season. Did you get all my predictions so you can use them next week?
Wow, I wrote them down. So.
Well, Lauren, did you have some?
I do have some predictions, actually. Is everyone else done?
Yes.
Thank you very
yes.
much. I agree. Nina is going to school Stan hardcore. Something's going to go down there. And I definitely think that Instagramma is going to, like, there's going to be, like, a borderline area where she might try and do something crazy, like with the kids, to save herself, but she's going to get killed.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're going to see next week is the season finale. Please, everybody, watch. It's going to be so good. Tune
yep.
in. And, you know, like we said, go on iTunes and keep the conversation going. We've got one more episode, so please watch. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I am your host, Lauren Leonelli. You can find me at Lauren Leonelli on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, my website, and Vine.
Fine. Oh, I'm Joe Braswell. You can find me on Twitter at Joe K. Braswell. You can find me doing The Americans, which is here. Base Motel, right. Mad Men, The Following. And that's it, right?
Yes.
And on Grantline.com and an extra.
And I'm Jennifer Golden. You can find me at Jen the Jew on Twitter and Instagram. And my website is jennifergolden.com. And I am also on Facebook as Jennifer Golden.
And I'm Joe Sanfilippo. You can find me at Joe Flippo on the Twitters. And I also do Mad Men here with Joe Braz. And I do The Following and also Bates Motel.
All right. See you next week for the season finale.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.